Vyasa Puja 2023 by Krishna's Mercy.
Shrinvan Grinan Sansmaryansh Chintayan. Namani Rupani Cha Manglani Te. Kriyasu Yastva Charnarvindayu. Ravisht Cheta Na Bhavai Kalpate.
Quote, even while engaged in various activities, devotees whose minds are completely absorbed at your lotus feet, and who constantly hear, chant, contemplate and cause others to remember your transcendental names and forms, are always on the transcendental platform, and thus they can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam 10-37.
Vyasa Puja is the worship ceremony dedicated towards the spiritual master, who is the representative of Vyasadeva. We celebrate the day which marks the appearance in this world of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who exemplifies pure devotion to God through thoughts, words, and deeds. The glories of the spiritual master are endless. Their association, either through physical presence or by the impression they have left in the world, is like turning on the light in a dark room. It is finally learning of our true identity, after failing to do so through many stages in the journey through life. The spiritual master understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead because they are always on the transcendental platform. This is the verdict of the demigods in their prayers to the womb of Devaki. This was during the advent of Hari as Sri Krishna in this world. The Guru stays on the transcendental platform through various activities. They do this both for self-purification and for leading the way. Such persons who lead by example are known as Acharya. They provide practical guidance in how to escape the cycle of birth and death, in how to be free from illusion and be always absorbed in remembrance of the All-Attractive One. 1. Constantly hear. This is known as Shravanam in Sanskrit. It is the easiest process by which to make advancement. Simply sit down for a little time and hear. Everyone is accustomed to such hearing from the very beginning of life. The child listens to the parents. The student listens to the teacher. The husband accepts constructive criticism from the wife, and so on. The guru hears attentively from their own spiritual master. They respect the tradition of parampara. They keep the chain going, to make sure that the knowledge transfer reinstated by Krishna to Arjuna remains moving forward, to rescue countless generations.
Sa evayam maya tedya. Yoga prokta puratna. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti. Rahasyam he etad uttamam.
Quote, that very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you because you are my devotee as well as my friend, therefore you can understand the transcendental mystery of this science. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.3.
2. Constantly chant. This is known as Kirtanam in Sanskrit. We typically associate Kirtanam with systematically chanting the holy names, such as within the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The guru might chant both softly in Japa and loudly in Sankirtana. They take the holy name to be everything. They understand that the holy name is the transcendental sound representation of the absolute truth. The guru might also practice Kirtanama through describing. They speak endlessly about the transcendental qualities, gunas, of the one who is both Nirguna and Saguna. They produce volumes of literature and establish a system of propagation for the purpose of breaking through barriers of language, dogmatic insistence, and resistance through ignorance. 3. Constantly contemplate. The guru is always in bliss, ananda, because they are always contemplating the glories of the prananata of Srimati Radharani. They cannot fathom any person being so kind, so as to extend mercy in a steady flow, sourced in a reservoir as large as an ocean.
Quote, a juggler, a magician or one who speaks nonsense as an academic career is not a guru. Rather, a guru is one who presents Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's instructions, as it is. Shravana is very important. One must hear from the Vaishnava Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10-37 purport.
4. Constantly calls others to remember Krishna's names and forms. I can save myself through Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam. Remembering is enough to escape the cycle of birth and death. Through remembrance at the critical moment of quitting the body, I can win the rare achievement of liberation.
Antakale cha mam ev. Smaran muktva kalevram. Yah prayati sam madbhavam. Yati nasya atra sanchaya.
Quote, and whoever, at the time of death, quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 8.5.
The Guru is so kind that they help others to remember. They make this their life mission. They are not content with saving themselves. They understand that God the person is the best friend to every living being. People simply have to remember, and for this purpose there is the Guru, whose glories know no end. In closing, infinitely to extend, of glories without end, Guru to this world came, to celebrate holy name, and for others to inspire, an awakening to require, that remember Krishna forever, and take birth again never.